how we should open the service. What do y'all think? It's like high, but high. Yeah. Ah. And we'll do three speeds. Low, medium, fast.
Huh? Do medium, fast, super fast.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's on.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. The psalmist David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! You know, some people misunderstood what David said. They think he said, I was sad. And so they go to church looking like they're going to their execution. No, you're coming to the house of God for your resurrection. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so we just welcome you, the congregation today that's here. Those of you who are watching by Facebook or online, whatever media, want you to know you're welcome. We're worshiping together the one and only true King of Israel, Yeshua.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So this time, I want to welcome the Nesbitts to come. They're going to lead us in a few songs. We're going to take up an offering. We're going to do the table of the Lord. And they're going to come back and minister a lot of songs. And then Brother Scott's going to minister the Word of God. So get your receivers. Oh, I'm Ed Bowers. My wife Kathy and I are on the board of directors of the ministry for Zion's sake. And Rabbi Joe could not be here today. And Rabbi, he was almost crying when I talked to him yesterday because he couldn't be here today. And continue to hold him up in prayer. God's doing a work in his body. And being healed even as we speak the word today. And sometimes healing is an ongoing process, but he's going to come out on top. Because the word of God declares that he's above only and not beneath. He's the head and not the tail. And so are you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So let's worship like we're the head.
God bless you. Hallelujah. So let's sing Shabbat Shalom together.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Oh, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
What's wrong?
A drummer.
Okay.
There it is, dears. Are you ready?
A one, two, three, go!
Thank you.
made my Tohu Madnai. Sherida Kinda Yata. He made my Tohu Madnai. Sherida Kinda Yata. He made my Tohu. He made my Tohu. La 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 la. He made my Tohu. He made my Tohu. La la la. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. In unity, in unity. La 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 la. In unity, in unity. La la la.
Behold how good.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. In unity, in unity. La 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 la. In unity, in unity. La 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 la.
We want to enter into the holy as we get ready to remember our Lord with communion. I enter holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship. I worship. Lord, I worship. I worship. For your name is holy. Holy. Holy.
Worship you, Lord.
For your name is holy. 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 I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship. I worship. For your name is holy, holy, holy. For your name is holy, holy. For your name is holy, holy, Lord. For your name is holy.
Come to the table of the Lord. And as we do so, we need to do it for the reason that the Word of God tells us we're to partake of it. It's not just a ceremony. It's not just something that we do on Shabbat. It's something that we've been instructed of the Lord to do. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, he said, "For I received from the Lord." He didn't get it from man. He didn't get it at a theological seminary. He got it from the Lord. Boy, the things you get from the Lord are precious treasures. And he says, "Now I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you." That's all any man of God can do, is give you what God's given them.
Amen.
That's good enough. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We do this to remember what the Lord did. We do it to remember what the Lord is doing.
Yes,
we do it to remember what he's going to do. He is coming back.
Yes, he is.
You say, well, I've heard that all my life. That only means he's closer than he's ever been. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the psalmist David said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not all of his many benefits. Who forgiveth all your iniquities? That's what the broken body and shed blood was for, wasn't it? Who healeth all your diseases? Oh, not just some, not the easy ones, not the ones that the doctors have found cures for anyway. He cures them all. Possible, impossible, doesn't matter. Known, unknown. Yeshua's stripes, his broken body, gives us healing, gives us wholeness, gives us wellness. And not just in our body, but also in our mind. Because the Apostle Paul prayed in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 23 that God would sanctify us wholly, spirit, soul, mind, will, emotions, and body, all covered by the covenant of the broken body of Jesus Yeshua and his shed blood. Amen. It says he delivers us from destruction. Now we know there's a destroyer. I'm not going to preach, don't worry. But we know there's a destroyer. We know need to know there's a deliverer from destruction. And his name is Yeshua. He came and his body was broken that we might be made whole and we might be delivered. Now, in the Hebrew, that word deliver often means to pull someone close to you. They're in danger, but you pull them to you so they find safety. There's a refuge in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a high tower. And the righteous run into it, and they're saved, they're delivered. We get pulled close to him. Satan can't touch us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It goes on to say that he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if you're wearing a hat, you ladies back in the days when they used to do that, and men, you know, you'd get in front of the mirror before you left to make sure your hat was on straight, and you had maybe the woman put a pin in there to hold it. Well, you know, we ought to get up every day, look in the mirror, make sure our mercy and grace is on our lives. That his loving kindness is on our head, and when we go out, people see that and be drawn to it. It's like saying, here's the salt. Taste of this, you'll want to come to the fountain. Woo! For one of the first jobs I ever had was working at Hardee's. And I was in charge of frying the French fries. I'm going somewhere with this, so don't get, say, let's run out to Hardee's. And the Lord, thank you, sweetheart. The Lord said to me one day, hey, you know, there's a reason why they got you putting salt on French fries. And my manager told me, he said, put a lot of salt on. And I said, well, they'll be too salty, won't they? And he said, don't worry about it. He said, they're going to get thirsty and they'll come back and get another drink. I thought, oh, well, we do the same thing. We go out loaded down with the salt of the covenant. Hallelujah. I said, the salt of the covenant. Seasoned with salt. And when they taste of us, when they get a bite of what we've been feasting on, they say, man, I want some more. Have you got any water? Oh, I just happen to have some living water. Woo! Praise God. If you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, you've got a right to come to the table of the Lord and remember what he's done. If you have never made Yeshua your Lord and Savior, this is the most opportune time you'll ever have. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. If you're watching online or Facebook or whatever media you may be watching us from, you can have communion right along with us. You may not even have matzah, but just get you a wafer of some kind and get you a little bit of grape juice if you've got. If you don't, use whatever you got. I talked to a friend of mine who in the church I used to pastor, and he said that he talked to a missionary from Africa, and they were going to do communion, and the only thing they had was goat's milk. So they prayed over it, they blessed it, and they used it. because it's just to remind us. The power is not in the juice or in the wafer. It's in what we remember they represent. Hallelujah. So now if our sisters who are going to wait on the table of the Lord today would come forward. Hallelujah. Now I know the Apostle Paul went on in that same 11th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians to say that we ought to examine ourselves. But it wasn't let us examine ourselves to see if we're worthy, because Yeshua did that. He made us worthy to come to his table. But if there's something wrong in our life, fix it. Take it to the Lord and let him cleanse it. Let him remove it. But don't let it keep you from the table of the Lord. Well, the first church I ever pastored, I had people in my church that get frail. I'm not going to take that communion. I might die. I don't want to die yet. So you have to explain a few things in the Word of God. But let's come right now. Come and let's partake of the table of the Lord. Now you're going to get the matzah bread and you're going to get the juice. Go back to your seat. We'll all partake of it together in unison. How good and how pleasant it is when we dwell together around the table of the Lord in unison. Partake of the elements, let me bless them just like Jesus blessed them, but I won't be able to do it hebraically. But let us pray. Father, thank you for these elements that you've entrusted us to use as remembrances of all that Yeshua did when his body was beaten, ripped apart by that Roman cat of nine tails, and as they drove the spikes in his hands and his feet, and later thrust the spear into his side with that crown of thorns pressing down upon his brow, we remember that we have a new covenant in that blood, and that this new covenant is a better covenant based on better promises. We thank you, Father, for all the benefits. We won't forget them, but as we partake of this, we are mindful of them, and we're saying thank you. Thank you for the hope of what he did, of what he's doing, and what he's going to do in our future. Oh, when he comes, Lord, when you give the word, Father, and he comes, what a glorious appearing it's going to be. Amen. Let us partake. seated. We want to receive at this time the offering for this local congregation, Lion of Judah Messianic Fellowship. And we believe that as you're obedient to bring your tithe and your offering, that God is going to multiply your seed that you sow, and that not only will the needs of this congregation be met, and there are many needs. This is a worldwide ministry using many different media platforms, and we thank God for that. But it costs. It costs to get the word out. It costs to support the maintenance of the building we're assembled in today. And so we ask you today to be obedient to the Lord. Tithe is an act of obedience. Giving beyond the tithe what he puts in your heart is an act of obedience. And so there's a box back in the very back that you can drop your offering in. We're going to let you get up right now and take your tithe, your offerings, and take it back to that box and just worship the Lord as you go. Don't just put it in. Worship the God who gave you the seed, the God who prospered you to have something from which to give tithe and to give offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It is wonderful to be with you guys. I'm so thankful that we could be here. Is any of you guys going to MJAA this week? No? Well, we're headed up there. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to being there and hearing a lot of good preaching and music from all over the world.
So while you're tuning.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's funny, when we took communion, I turned around and bumped into my husband, and I got juice down the front of this white skirt. And then when I came up here, I thought, well, what am I going to do? And I thought, well, I'll just slip back here and turn it around. So I did. But when I did, it was like, Jesus washes us. He takes all our stains. And we repent. We turn around, and the stains are gone. And I was just like, thank you, Lord, because you can even take something like that and just show us your goodness.
Amen.
You know, so anyway, sometimes Amen. He blesses us with those little nuggets and we want to share. Yes.
So our family is bigger than this, but just to introduce right quick, while they're still tuning, we just want to make sure before we start tuning. My name is Scott. I'm the dad, if you haven't guessed.
The papa.
And this is my wife, Lisa.
The mama.
Our oldest daughter is at home, and she used to play keyboards with us. And she's married and to her wonderful son-in-law, Elijah, and she's pregnant with our sixth grandchild. And so she hasn't traveled with us for a while, but I just wanted you to know we have another daughter. And then next down from our oldest would be Megan, and she plays guitar and bass guitar and sings. Beside her is Miss Sarah Grace. She's the next daughter down, and she plays violin or fiddle, actually. Then back here behind her is our son, Michael, and he plays the drums and is now our sound man and when we travel. And then over here on the keyboard, we have Mr. Joshua, who's become part of the Nesbitts as a band, and he's courting that girl over there. So, yeah. Then we have another daughter that's not with us today. She's back in Tennessee. She's 12 years old. Her name is Alicia. So
she's staying with the eldest while we travel to Messiah.
So it's good to be with you. We're just going to sing some stuff. We're going to give you some of the things that God has given us. Okay, this first one is called Messiah. We call it 53. So we take Isaiah 53, and then the chorus, we jump to John the Baptist proclaiming, "Behold the Lamb." Amen? So we hope you like it. Let me get in the right key here. Go ahead, Michael, when you're ready.
Messiah,
you can say it with us.
Messiah, come. Messiah, Messiah, come. Messiah, who has believed our report.
Messiah,
the saving arm of the Lord.
Messiah,
as a root from dry ground.
Messiah,
he has no beauty to show, he's the one. Messiah, he is despised and rejected.
Messiah,
a man of sorrow and grief.
Messiah,
and we hid all our faces.
Messiah,
while all our sins, they were placed upon him. Behold the Lamb of God, who comes to take away our sin. Your kingdom come, your will be done. The price is paid, let life begin. Messiah, as a lamb to the slaughter.
Messiah,
yet he spoke not a word.
Messiah,
judged and oppressed he was taken.
Messiah,
cut off from the living of earth. Messiah, but God's will was to crush him.
Messiah,
he has put him to grief.
Messiah,
with his soul as an offering.
Messiah,
sacrifice brings the hope of relief.
Behold the Lamb of God, who comes to take away your sin. Your kingdom come, your will be done. The price is paid, let life begin. Behold the Lamb of God, who comes to take away your sin. Your kingdom come, your will be done. The price is paid, let life begin.
So the Lord said to Zerubbabel, it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
This battle we fight is a spiritual battle. Can I get an amen there?
Amen.
And we need the power of the Holy Spirit working with us. We cannot fight it without it. So this is called Battle Cry of Zion. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hear ye the word, children of Zion. Assemble now, prepare for war. The time approaches for the battle. Put on the armor of the Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, Lord shall not fear. For my God, He will go before. Victory now is near. Not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, all ye servants. Have no fear nor be dismayed. Stand still and see the Lord's salvation, and watch His mighty power display. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, my heart shall not fear. For my God, He will go before. Victory now is near. Not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Rugs like camouflage for a pick. So I'm going to share a song called I'm Coming Home with you. I'm coming home, and in parentheses, Aliyah, which means to go up. And really, I wrote this song more about the journey to the celestial city as we're here and we're on our way home, to our eternal home. And I had the privilege of seeing it in Israel once, and they brought a new side to it that made me think, they're like, oh, this is like also the Jews going up into Jerusalem. They're coming home to Jerusalem. So it has kind of a twofold meaning, but I hope that you hear what the Lord wants you to hear.
Looking at the sunrise, taking in the view. In the stillness of the morning, my thoughts return to you. In the beauty of your presence, I finally feel complete. I raise my voice to worship you. I kneel down at your feet. And this glimpse of my forever reminds me of who I am. I'm a child of your kingdom with a purpose in this land. And I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Every day I wake is another step I take. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. With a joyful embrace, I will see you face to face. I'm coming home. You said you won't forget us, and I believe that's true. When the force of dark surrounds us, your promises shine through. Your coming to reign forever, our redemption's drawing near. We will dance and shout and sing. No more sorrow, no more fear. And we know that day is coming. It is written on our hearts. We will be with you forever, never more to be apart. Now you come. Coming home, every day I wake is another step I take. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. With a joyful embrace, I will see you face to face. Every day I wake is another step I take. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. With a joyful embrace, I will see you face to face. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Another one.
Praise the Lord. This is another song. Both of these songs are on the CD, which is a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for that. It's nice to know that when the Lord does give you things and you share them, that He uses them. You know, it's not, I know that my gifts and my talents are given to me. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to give that back to Him and to use it for His glory. So, Lord, may you be blessed in what I do.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
2, 3, 4. Darkness comes and sleep falls on the land. Sin abounds, awake my bride. I'm coming soon, the time is at hand. I send you out to carry my light.
And I know it's hard, and I understand. But I'm on your side and I'll hold you in my hands. So don't give up and don't give in. You are my child and I'll give you strength within. Strength within. Your plea every time you pray. Although sometimes it seems I'm far away. Be wise as serpents but innocent as doves. Always remember to abide in my love.
And I know it's hard and I understand. But I'm on your side and I'll hold you in my hands. So don't give up and don't give in. You are my child and I'll give you strength within. Strength within. On every side, when your feet are weary and your heart longs for her, my words will get you through the night. 'Cause I know it's hard and I understand. But I'm on your side and I'll hold you in my hands. So don't give up, no, and don't give in. You are my child and I'll give you strength within.
I know it's hard and I understand. But I'm on your side and I'll hold you. Child, and I'll give you strength within. You are my child, and I'll give you strength within. You are my child, and I'll give you strength within. Strength within.
I am your strength within. And I love you, I love you, I love you.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Sometimes the transition
is easy. So I always want to follow the leading of the Spirit. Sarah just looked over here and said, sing Waymaker. So.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, give me the tuner. Right. The Lord makes a way.
Amen.
him saying that, I'm just encouraged, because sometimes even when things seem to be going wrong and you're like, Lord, you know, why is this even happening? A lot of times what we can't see is that he's going to work it for the best, and that, you know, he'll use the struggle to strengthen us. And so I'm blown away by how God can make beauty from ashes.
Lord, we welcome you here. We love you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you.
I worship you.
You are here, working in this place.
I worship you.
I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst.
I worship you.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you.
I worship you.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, touching every heart.
I worship you.
I worship you. You are here, healing every heart.
I worship you.
I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you.
I worship you.
You are here, mending every heart.
I worship you.
I worship you. Sing it with me. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Oh, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Even when I don't feel it's your work, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it's your work, and even when I don't feel it's your working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yeshua. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. May you get glory and honor, Lord. Majesty, it's all yours, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Come on. Shame is a prison as cruel as the grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Oh, but love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Blood is the power where my freedom song is found, and there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, when I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground. 'Cause there ain't nothing gonna hold my body down. Oh, fear is a liar with a smooth and velvet tongue. Fear is the tyrant, he's always telling me to run. Oh, but love is a resurrection, and love is a trumpet sound. And love is my weapon, I'm gonna take my giants down. And there ain't no grave gonna hold my down. I know there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, no. Oh, when I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground. 'Cause there ain't nothing gonna hold my body down. And there was a battle, a war between death and life. And there on the tree, the Lamb of God was crucified. And he went on down to hell. He took back every key. And he rose up as a lion. And he set all the captives free. Now there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Rise up out of the ground.
Well, that'd be a good place for a show bar.
'Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. If you walked out of that grave, I'm walking to
the spirit that rose up Yeshua's body from the grave dwells in you. The same spirit that quickened his body is also going to raise our little body. Amen.
I'm walking to
If you walk out of that cave I'm walking to,
I'm following Jesus.
If you walk out of that cave I'm walking to,
I'm following Jesus.
If you walk out of that cave I'm walking to, if you walk out of that cave I'm walking to. Gonna hold my body down.
Another ain't no
pain. Gonna hold my body down.
Oh, when I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and Lord bless and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Yesa Adonai Pena Bilecha Vesem Lecha Shalom. Your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations. And your family and your children and their children and their children.
May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you. In the morning and the evening, and you're coming and you're going.
I don't know. I think I want to do two more. Does it matter? We're worshiping, right?
Amen.
You know, one of these days, we're going to dance. Amen. On the streets of glory. Like brother said, pastor said a moment ago, we ain't going to get up there and just... We're going to dance. We're going to shout. We're going to sing. Amen. One, two, three.
Sing a song of celebration. Lift up a shout of praise, for the bridegroom will come. The glorious one. Oh, we will look on his face. We'll go to a much better place. Oh, dance with all your might. Lift up your hand and clap for joy, for the time's drawing near when he will appear. We will stand by his side, a strong,
come on,
pure, spotless bride. We will dance on the streets that are good, the glorious bride and the great Son of Man. Every tongue and tribe and nation will join in the song of the Lamb.
All right, echo.
Sing aloud, for the time of rejoicing is
here.
The risen King, our groom, is soon to arrive.
The risen King, our groom, is soon to arrive.
The wedding feast to come is now.
The wedding feast to come is now.
Lift up your voice, proclaim the coming.
Lift up your voice, proclaim the coming.
Oh, on the streets that are good, the glorious bride and the great Son of Man. Every tongue and tribe and nation will join in the song of the Lamb. Oh, we will dance on the streets that are good, glorious bride and the great Son of Man. Every tongue and tribe and nation will join in the song of the Lamb. We'll join in the song of the Lamb. We'll join in the song of the
Come on. Psalm 148 and Psalm 149, the first verse is the second verse. And then the greatest commandments of all for the chorus, okay? And we got an upbeat, and let's try it. We can do this. We can do this. Y'all, if you get a dance to it, you're going to like it.
Praise Adonai from the heavens. Praise Adonai in the height. Praise Him, all angels and armies. Praise Him, all heavenly light. He spoke and they were all created, established by lasting decree. Each living thing in its order, then crown them with humanity. Oh, here is Zion, our Lord is one Lord. Love Him with all of your might, and love those around you, and seek for their good, teaching what He says is right.
Lie, lie, lie,
lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie, lie. Oh, shout to the Lord all His people, a new song let holy ones sing. Let Israel be glad in His Maker, let Zion rejoice in their King. Let us praise His name without dancing, with instruments make melody. For Yahweh is pleased in His people, let the godly exult in glory. Oh, here is my God, our Lord is one Lord. Love Him with all of your might, and love those around you, and seek for their good, teaching what He says is right. Oh, here is my God, our Lord is one Lord. Love Him with all of your might, and love those around you, and seek for their good, teaching what He says is right.
It's a blessing to be here. I hope you know that in our hearts we're just, I love my family. Amen. And I mean, one of the greatest blessings of getting to travel like we get to travel is we meet family. We just came back from Iowa. Northwest Iowa. Guess what? There's people in Iowa that love the Lord. Lisa and I, we celebrated one of our anniversaries. We went to the Bahamas. We was on the beach. We kept hearing something. We're like, what? It was nighttime. We was like, what? Victory in Jesus. What? I said, do you hear something? She says, yeah, you hear something? I said, yeah. We just started walking toward it. We got up there. We just kept walking. It got louder and louder and louder. And out on the beach by the ocean was a group of people in a big circle. They were singing Victory in Jesus in the Bahamas. And I was like, hallelujah. And what was funny was the way they were doing it. There was like, they were in a big circle, and when one got done preaching, they'd sing another song. Whoever else, whoever, you just stepped out in the middle and brought the word. And when you got done, you stepped back in the circle, and the next one stepped out. I'd never been anything like that. That was cool. We still have time for a little bit of reading God's word, right? So I'm sure that you guys have already read the Torah portions this week about Korah, but I'm just going to highlight some scriptures, then we'll pray, and I want to talk about rebellion a little bit, okay? Rebellion. Korah's rebellion. The portions, of course, is Numbers chapter 16, you know, through 18, 1 Samuel 11 and 12, and then the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, Romans 13. I've just chose a few scriptures, sections out of each one to read this morning, and I'm going to read out of the Messianic Tree of Life version. That actually I bought at the NJAA 3 years ago, I guess. But let me make sure that I got where I want to be. Hallelujah. I'm going to start with verse 8 and read a little. Moses also said to Korah, "Listen now, sons of Levi. Isn't it enough that the God of Israel has set you apart from the community of Israel to bring you near to him to do the work of the tabernacle of Adonai and to stand before the community to minister to them? So he brought you close along with your fellow sons of Levi. But you are seeking the priesthood too. Therefore, you and all of your following are banding together against Adonai, against the Lord. Who then is Aaron that you are grumbling against him?" So that's a section there. I'm going to read a section now from the Haftorah, the 1 Samuel, and I picked chapter 12, and I want to read starting with verse 6 here. "Then Samuel said to the people, 'It is Adonai who appointed Moses and Aaron and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. So now, stand still, so that I may plead with you before Adonai concerning all the righteous acts of Adonai, which he did for you and your fathers when Jacob entered Egypt, and your fathers cried out to the Lord, cried out to Adonai. Then Adonai sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt, and settled them in this place.'" Okay, let me mark that. And now I want to jump over to the New Testament, Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. "Let every person submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist are put in place by God. So whoever opposes the authority has resisted God's direction, and those who have resisted will bring judgment on themselves. For leaders cause no fear for good behavior, but for bad. Now if you do not want to fear the authority, do what is good and you will get his approval. For he is God's servant to you for your good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not carry the sword for no reason. For he is God's servant, the avenger who inflicts punishment on the evildoer. Therefore, it is necessary to be in submission, not only because of punishment, but also because of conscience. For this reason, you ought to pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, attending diligently to this very thing. Pay to whomever or whoever what is due them, tribute to whom tribute is due, tax to whom tax is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due." Let's pray. Father, oh Father, we love you so much, and I thank you, God, for this opportunity to be here. These are your people, and I am your son, and I ask you, Lord, to hide me behind the cross. I ask you, Lord, to guide my mouth and my thoughts. Lord, let things come to my mind that would be good and profitable to be said. And I ask you, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, over me, Lord, that I would forget those things that don't need to be said and that I shouldn't say. God, this is your service. This is your people. This is your message. And help us, God, to receive with an open heart what you have to say to the churches. In the Lord Jesus, Yeshua's holy name. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is so good. So, you can say the Korah's rebellion or the rebellion of Korah. You guys know the story, but let's talk about it just a little. There may be somebody watching online. This is online places too, right? There may be somebody watching online that doesn't know. God had chosen Moses and Aaron. And matter of fact, God even said, Aaron will be stand in for you, Moses, and you, Moses, will stand in for me. So he delivers them out of Egypt. You know, they're like, hallelujah. They come through the Red Sea, and they're like, yeah, God is awesome. Then they get out in the desert, and they're like, man, we should have stayed in Egypt. And this just continues to happen. The people are stiff-necked. They've been set free, but they're not living free. Their hearts are still tied up back in Egypt, where they were in bondage, right? And God is trying to teach them to live like a free people who trust in the Lord. And you're not in bondage anymore. Now, that speaks to us born-again children of God. You've been set free from bondages in your life. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Because it's not good. But nevertheless, this man named Korah, now he's one of the leaders of the land, amen, and he rallies up about 250 leaders. And basically, I'm just going to put this in my words, but they're like, who do you think you are? I mean, all of us are God's people. Who do you think you are? And who do you think Aaron is to be in charge? This breaks Moses' heart, of course. And Moses, you know, is like, come tomorrow. And you know the story. And they bring everything. And basically, Moses can feel the wrath of the Lord burning. And God does a new thing. And a matter of fact, he says, everybody get away from Korah. Get away from the people. Get away from them. Separate. And the earth opened up and swallowed them alive. They fell down straight in. Now you would think, then after that, this burning fire devours 250, right? And you would think, oh my goodness, everybody will be on their face. They'll be like, oh God, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy and help us, Lord. But is that what happened? No. You know what they did the next day? They're like, you killed God's people. And God sends a curse and a plague, and over 14,000 people. Before it stopped. I've always loved Moses' heart. I've always kind of really, not kind of, I look way up to Moses. Not as much as to Yeshua, but boy, I look up to Moses. I'm like, how can this man love people like he does? You know, many of us, we'd be like James and John. We'd be like, yeah, bring fire down and kill them, Lord. Right? But not Moses. Moses, his heart gets broken. He wants to intercede for the people. There's never been a man as humble as Moses. And he loves the people. And God's burning. He's like, I'm going to destroy them all. And Moses is like, Lord, don't destroy your people. They're your heritage. Don't destroy them. And I love that heart. And I pray often, God, make my heart more like Moses. Let me have compassion in this land that I live when I see such ungodliness expanding everywhere I turn. The most ungodly, just wretched stuff happening. Leaders that lead terribly. And I have a tendency, this old hillbilly from Tennessee, I have a tendency to let my anger, right? And if I don't watch it, I'll say things in the flesh rather than in the spirit. There is rebuking. Rebuke is biblical. But it's got to be in love. We've got to speak the truth in love, right? But is Israel that much different than us? What we're really talking about is rebellion. You know, and 1 Samuel 15 says rebellion is as the sin as witchcraft. It's like witchcraft. It says stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. You say, well, I would never bow down and worship an idol. How stubborn are you? I would never rebel against the Lord. Watch out with the sorcery stuff. Amen? Rebellion is like the sin of... We rebel against things. And you know, I was talking with a brother a couple of weeks ago up in Iowa, and I was like, you know, to some extent, we're just kind of bred from rebelliousness, really, if you think about it. I mean, we're America. You know, we're like, freedom! Right? And I still love it. But if we don't watch it, we become a people that can never submit to anybody. And that can breed in our hearts. And it can happen. It can happen in God's congregations, in Messiah's congregations everywhere. There's always that wicked spirit of division, wanting to cause strife and turn brother against brother and sister against sister and mother against... He's always working to bring division. And many times that rebellious heart, we need to keep in check. I'm saying we, not you. I said we need to keep these hearts in check, because here's what started with Korah. Here's what I felt like. I just jotted down this morning. Here's what the Spirit spoke to me. Discontentment is where it began. Discontentment, not satisfied and content with where God has you right now. God didn't give Korah a job. He was a son. He had ministry. There were beautiful things that Korah and his family got to do, but he wasn't satisfied with that. He didn't want his job. He wanted Aaron's job. Who are you? And before we get too mad at Korah, let's remember that we all get in a habit of being discontent with where God has us right now. And that's where that rebellion starts breeding. We're not satisfied. We're not happy. We're not content. Well, God, what are you doing? Look, I'm not looking at you. I'm talking about me. I went up on the hill before and said, Lord, what is going on? I don't get it. I love to do that. I think it's okay to do that. Matter of fact, I'd rather complain to him than to you about him. I ain't going to complain to you about him. But I found I can go up in the woods, I can get up on top of the hill, and I can just, I love the Psalms where, you know, they're just honest with God, right? Well, how long are you going to turn from me? Lord, why don't you answer me? I need to speak to you. And I never once, God can handle it. He always, the Holy Spirit will speak to my heart. And if I'll go and I'll just talk to Him, I'll always leave feeling like a blessed, loved son. I may not get every answer that I wanted while I was there. I may not. I may not get the sign I was looking for. Amen? But He always speaks to my heart and always lets me know. It's like, I love you. I love you so much. And you don't understand, son, but I've got plans. I've got plans. Son, learn to be content. That'll preach. Learn to be content. Paul said that, didn't he, Pastor? Saul, Shaul, he said, I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. What? How could he do it? He spent time in a wrecked vessel just floating on the sea. Whipped. He said, there's been times when I've had food to eat. There's been times when I've been starving to death. I have learned to be content. And I said, God, teach that to me. I need to learn how to be content. Hallelujah. Here's what Isaiah 26:3 says. You, God, speaking of God, you will keep him in perfect peace. Come on. Whose mind is stayed on me because he trusts you. I need that. You see, I need to remember that. My wife actually says this quite a bit. I need it. Because when I get discontent, when I get rattled, when I get, I don't understand what's going on, Lord. God, come on, Lord. You got to do something, Lord. I'm realizing, God, I've taken my focus off the Lord. Listen, I am following Yeshua. I don't know about you, but I'm following Him. I believe in Him. I know He, I don't think He come out of the grave. Amen? I know He come out of the grave. I know Jesus is alive. I've met Him. I know some people, they say, well, I just ain't sure He rose again. I'm sorry. If you meet Him, you'll know. Get to meet Him. Meet the Lord. Yes. Say, what? Get in a closet and stay in that closet till you meet God. Yes. You know, sometimes we just ain't persistent enough. Didn't Jesus, Yeshua, say, if you enter into your closet and shut your door, your Father who sees in secret is going to reward you openly? But yet we'll go through our life, we'll be busy, and we're not talking to God. We might even say a prayer here and there. We'll go to church and get our religious stuff on, hallelujah. But we don't get in the closet and spend time with our Father. And He means for us to do that. Amen. So when we're feeling distant and when my mind is not stayed upon Him, that's where I need to go. So we need to be satisfied. We need to learn to be satisfied and content with where God has us, because that's what stirred up in Korah. Korah's like, who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? I should be there. I should have that job. I should pastor that congregation. I should get that fill in the blank. I should have that position. Okay? What's the scriptures teach? Humble yourself. Take the lower seat. Jesus, Yeshua taught this. And then let the Lord bring you up. Amen? He said, don't go try to take the first seat and then be moved back. Take the back seat and let God move you up. Amen? Be content where you are. Realize that God loves you, that He's got His hand upon you, and He is going to fulfill His purpose in your life if you will continue to follow Him. This thing we call Christianity, this thing we call following the Messiah, it is a journey. I tell people all the time, it don't end when you get born again. It starts when you get born again. We repent, we receive the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes into us. Now we got to start walking with the Lord. We begin obedience. Our first step, obedience, as a believing, repentant child of God, is to follow Him in baptism, right? And then what do we do after we get baptized? We fellowship with God's children, and we desire the milk of the Word so that we can grow. And we fellowship with each other. Yes. You need each other. Amen. By trade, we remodel. And you know, when you're putting sheetrock on a wall, you put some plaster and some mud on there. You know what you got to do? What you got to do, guys? You got to sand it. You can't put that pretty coat of paint on it till you sand it. It's got too many bumps on it. Some people think that the congregation of the Lord is just supposed to all just be so easy. That's not true. Guys, we're sandpaper for each other sometimes. Amen. You're God's masterpiece, and He gets out that tool and that chisel. And sometimes the one chiseling on you is that person He's called you to love that you don't like so good. And you're like, God, what are they doing in my life? And if you listen to the Spirit, you say, they're gonna rub you. They're going to make you prettier. They're going to get your bumps off if you'll let them. Amen. But too many times today, we're just like, no, thank you. We're rebellious. We become so cushy. We live a life that's such of ease. I mean, if I can use a parable from the natural, I don't know what I'd do without air conditioner, brother. I grew up, I was a hillbilly, I'm telling you. I didn't have running water in the house. I didn't have a bathroom in the house. I toted water every single day. Amen. I didn't know what an air conditioner was. We didn't have no air conditioner. It got hot. You dealt with it. You raised the windows. You went outside, laid under the shade tree. And sometimes you did nothing but lay under the tree. Oh, Lord, let it cool down. But now I'm in construction. But I don't like to work outside if it's hot. And now that I can choose, you ain't going to see me roofing often. I will if I get hungry, okay? If my family needs food, I'll roof. But if I got the choice, yeah, if they're real hungry, I might let them lose weight a little while before I roof. But the point is, we become comfortable, and this transfers into our spirituality. We want this walk with the Lord, this walk with Yeshua, this walk with God, that it's comfortable, it's easy. And I don't know about you, I have not found it scripturally. I mean, I look at all of it. Moses didn't always have an easy time, guys.
They didn't have it easy. Paul didn't have it easy. Peter didn't have it easy. These guys didn't have it easy. Why do we think everything's going to be roses all the time for us? Matter of fact, we are called to persevere. We are called to hold on. They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. True children of God endure. Can I get an amen? Amen. We hold on. It gets rough, we don't let go. We don't understand what's happening in our life. We don't let go. We hold on to God. Amen. There's old a Southern gospel song from the Crabb family. You ever heard it? He never promised the cross would not get heavy. The hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victory without fighting. But he said, help will always come in time. Oh, you're singing. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in. Just hold on. What's going to happen? Our Lord will show up. Hallelujah. And he will take you through the fire again. Brothers and sisters, we would never have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the great story of the fourth man in the fire if they hadn't been willing to say, listen, our God can deliver us, but whether he does or whether he don't, I will not bow down to your idol. Amen. And their faith caused them to get thrown in. Do you think they really thought they were going to come out of there? I do not believe they did. I think they were willing to go to their death, and they said, you know what? God can deliver us. But if he chooses not to, I'm not bowing down to an idol. That's my word for America. Man, I love America. I'm such a patriot. I love this wonderful country. Man, it's had a lot of bad stuff in it. But the ideal of America is so high. It's so beautiful. It can be so wonderful. And we got wicked people leading. Listen, I ain't bowing down. I'm not going to accept this false ungodliness. I'm not going to do it. Listen, people, even churches today, they're like, oh, don't talk about that. And don't talk about that. You don't talk about these things. I'm going to talk about them. You should talk about them. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. The fact is, brothers and sisters, if Jesus said it, Yeshua said it, if they love me, they're going to love you. If they don't love me, they're not going to love you. You ain't going to make them like you unless you compromise. Don't compromise, church. Stand on the Word of God. Stand for truth. Do it in love, but stand for the truth. Hallelujah. I think Korah is a picture of the satanic Lucifer. You see, there was rebellion in heaven. Can I get an amen? Yes. Did not Jesus, Yeshua, say when that kingdom comes, he says, you enter, right, into the glory of the Lord. It's been prepared for you from before the ages. But what did he say to the others on the left? Enter into hellfire. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, there is a prison that God has prepared for the devil and his angels. The problem is that also rebellious mankind has ended up going in there too now. Wasn't prepared for man, but man has listened, man has rebelled, and in some sense, we've all rebelled. What grace is about is none of us are good enough, and he says, come on anyway. If you'll repent, you just come on. I'll pay your price. I'll let you in. That's what grace is. But we don't abuse that grace. And we know it costs. It's not cheap. Grace. Amen. And that grace should cause us to fall in love with our God and follow him. But see, when that, and I even think about that rebellion and that Korah. What was it that old Lucifer one day, he said, I want to be like the Most High. I want to bow down. I want to be like him. I want his job. I want people to bow down to me. God says, uh-uh. Away with you. That's what he did with Korah. He opened it up. Phew. Ain't that a picture of dropping into hell? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and it will not be in the celestial city. It's not going to be there. So God, Holy Spirit, get the rebellion out of my heart, because I want to be with you forever. Amen. And amen. the problem with Israel, Korah became a prototype of Israel. I'm going to try to not go very long here, but you know, Israel became rebellious against God theirself. I mean, what did they do? This is the problem with Christians today, followers of the Lord today. What did they as a nation? We read in the Haftorah, Samuel, what was Samuel dealing with? They wanted a king. Why? They want a king. They're like, we want to be like everybody else. We want to be like the nations. We're peculiar. We're set apart. We're different. Okay? We don't want to be different. We want to be like them. That's what's problem with the followers of the Lord today. That's what's messing up in our churches, because we are called to be a peculiar people. Just grab a hold of it. You're supposed to be different. It's okay. You're a chosen people, a chosen generation. Hallelujah. You belong to the Lord. And you're weird. And you're going to get weirder in this place. Because they're going to think crazier and crazier thoughts about us. Why? Because we stand on what God says and not what the world says. And the churches, I mean, my message, the message that God has burned on my heart is, guys, quit wanting to be like everybody else. Quit wanting to be like the world. Quit trying to fit in. Just quit trying to fit in. Stand for truth. And do it by love. We don't want to make anybody mad. Amen. I like to be liked. I want people to like me. But if you don't like me because I believe abortion's wrong, if you don't like me because I believe that marriage that Jesus said from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, cleave unto his wife. They two shall become one flesh. I believe Jesus. If it makes you mad, I'm not trying to make you mad. I love you. But truth is truth, and it's always going to be truth. And because people choose to say, well, we're just not going to believe that anymore, you know, I'm going to take my stand with them. I'm going to take my stand with the few. Okay? And it may get more and more violent, and it may not. I don't know. Man, the last couple of decisions by our Supreme Court, hallelujah, has been good. That coach, remember the coach? He was praying. Yeah. And lost his job, you know, took it all the way to Supreme Court. And you know what? 6-3. They said, yes, he's got a right to pray. You got the school, you know, those lawyers in schools, they're like, let's be careful. They do. In our hometown, they do. They're like, don't rock the boat. It's going to cost you a lot of money. But not this coach. He took it all the way to Supreme Court, and Supreme Court said, we have religious freedom here. And he has a right to pray silent, and he's got the right to pray out loud. Amen. People can join in, but people don't have to join in. It's freedom. Yes. I can pray. You don't have to pray if you don't feel like it. I can still. You're free. I'm free. I will fight to protect your freedom. Protect mine too, even if we disagree. Amen? Amen. I want everybody to be free. Thank you, Lord. So that was Samuel's problem. You know, Saul, put Saul, he's like, look, here's what God told Samuel. He said, they have not rejected you, they've rejected me. Because Samuel was God's man. Now, here's something that's interesting. If I've got this figured right, Samuel actually descended from Korah. 7 generations. Ain't that good, though? That a man of God? That means you ain't got to be like your family. Amen. If they don't like God, that don't mean you don't have to like God. Amen? Amen? It's whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever will, come drink the water of life. Whosoever will, praise the Lord. And so, just on rebellion, we don't need to be rebellious people. Can I get an amen to that? Amen. Civil authorities, Romans 13 said, be subject to the governing authorities. We Christians should be the most obedient, the most civilized, the best citizens in any county that there is. Amen. The followers of Jesus should not be the ones causing trouble all the time. Amen. Unless you got wicked leaders in your county. Amen. And they're saying you can't worship the Lord. I ain't talking about that. Amen. Amen. I mean, I've got there's a church in Pakistan. Look, There's places in the world where it's illegal for you to have a Bible. In those cases, let's not worry about the government. We serve a higher government. Let's get a Bible into those people. That's what I feel. Get the gospel to them, okay? But if it don't have to do with something kingdom-minded, then let's be obedient so that the people will look on us with favor, amen? Because it says they are God's ministers ministering to us. And I've been saying this a lot lately. This is why it's so important, especially at the local level, that you get involved in these kind of things. Because if you don't get involved, God's morals don't get involved. If God's morals don't get involved, then who gets to be the leader? Somebody don't love the Lord and don't care about your freedom. And the next thing you know, everything's changed around. Now it's illegal for you to do what you know you have the right to do. So we need to be careful. We need to be prayerful. I'm not going to get more political than that, but we need to be careful, guys. And we need to stand up for righteousness and truth. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay. One more, elders. Hebrews 13:17, I think it is. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Now listen to this. For they watch for your souls as one who must give an account. You see, it's so easy for us to become very, very rebellious. And if we're not careful, we'll come to the point we're so rebellious, we cannot submit to anybody or anything. Can I tell you something? I'm saying this with love as your brother. Won't you get ready to play something just in case somebody wants to pray? If you are a child of the King and you cannot be submissive in any area of your life, something's wrong. Matter of fact, it should be in our heart to want to. Amen? That's why, I go to a lot of churches. I do. We go to a lot of churches. When I walk into the church, I'm submissive to the eldership there, the leaders there. I'm not going to go against them. That's who God's put there. I said, well, I want to serve you. I want to serve the Lord. By serving you, what can I do to be a blessing? Amen?
Yes.
You don't go in there and try to correct everybody. Come on, y'all. I've seen everything in my small 53 years of life. I've seen it. Maybe it's just because of where I lived. But brothers and sisters, we need to have a reverence for God. And that reverence for God comes down in the layers. Amen. Now, when somebody steps out of God's will, we're not talking about that. But when somebody's within God's will, you need to be very careful about being rebellious against those that God has placed over you. The scripture says they're watching for your souls as one who must give an account. That means they've got to give an account. It's not a small thing to be an elder of a congregation, you guys. I'm telling you, people don't take it seriously at all anymore. But it is serious. You're going to stand before the Lord and give an account for how you led and how you taught. So it's not a small thing. Let's stand together. Rebellion in our life, unless it's rebellion against the devil and demons, we need to become and be a submissive people. The Torah portion for this week is about Korah, and about Korah is a name that really just stands for rebellion. Even in the book of Jude, false prophets talking about the gainsaying of Korah. There's likening to them. And so let's not be a rebellious people. Let's be a submissive people. Let's be a loving people. Amen. And it goes in every layer. Now, I can't really tell. My kids are submissive. The children are supposed to be submissive to their parents. You know that?
Yes.
They are. And then there's scriptures that talks about let us all be subject one to another. There's senses in where we're all subject to each other. So as she begins to sing, I don't know, maybe somebody wants to pray about something. I'm just in the habit of having prayer at the end. Just in case. You know, when last Sunday morning, a brother came and got right with God. Amen? The altar was full of people just crying out to God and praying, and glory fell on the house. Amen. We need revival. Now I've just visited you twice here, but I don't have to know much to know this community could stand a revival, right? We could handle some revival in this area. We need the Holy Spirit to breathe fresh wind, fresh fire on His servants, that we might all get fired up and be salt like those French fries you talked about, brother. That salt, I liked it. It always making me want more. While she sings.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Anything you want to pray about, you got somebody in your family you
holy,
want to pray about,
holy
it doesn't matter. We'll take it to Jesus.
Sing a new song to heaven sits on. Heaven's mercy sees.
Sing that again.
Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Heaven's mercy sees. And holy, holy, holy is our God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to as lightning and rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to You, the only wise King. And holy, holy, holy is that King. You are my everything, and I can't.
still authority of that kingdom. We must be sensitive to listen to what the Holy Spirit says.
Yes.
And then just be obedient to it. That's what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah. It says if you're willing and you're obedient. There's got to be a willingness, because God's not going to pull it out of your pocket. He's not going to make your hand write a check. He's not going to make your hand release money into the plate. He says if you're willing and obedient, you know, I'm willing to give. I'm just not going to give what I think God wants me to give. Well, that's up to you. You just limited your harvest. Listen to me. Your harvest is determined at the moment you release your seed. Just like any farmer. He needs a big crop. He needs to sow a lot more seed. So you're determining your harvest by the seed that you sow, both the amount and the attitude with which you sow it. But you're not going to make God a liar. He said, whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you sow to the flesh, if you got your focus on what you want, what you think you need, listen, God knows what you need. More than you know what you need. I found out there were a lot of things I thought I needed. I got them and then realized I didn't need them. Anybody else? Yeah, I've been there, done that, bought that t-shirt. So what do? We say, God, what do you want me to do? What do I need to give in this offering? And if you'll give in faith, I'll guarantee you, you can look me up. I'll give you my phone number before I leave. I'll guarantee you on the authority of the Word of God, you'll not be left out in the cold. God will provide. Are you ready to give?
Yes.
Amen. I said, are you ready to give?
Yes.
Amen. Come on. Josh, would you come and receive the offering? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I appreciate people being willing to get up at 2:30. And how long did it take you to get here? Wow, 5 hours. They traveled 5 hours. Got up at 2:30, got everything put together, packed, got in the car, drove 5 hours to get here. Amen. That's commitment to God. And really, it's commitment. They were committed to you. If you couldn't sense from the things that they said that their heart is about ministering to you, they're not here just to get an offering. It'd have been a lot cheaper to go a different way. If their focus was money, they did it differently. They wouldn't have done that. But they wanted to be a blessing to you. Now God says, now you have a chance to be a blessing. Not just get a blessing, but be a blessing. Amen. Josh, bring the basket up here. Let's pray over it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Would you bow your heads while we bless this? Thank you, Father. Father, we lift this offering up to you. Father, I thank you for people that were obedient to give what you said give, and they gave it with a willing, cheerful heart, because they know that you're not a stingy God and you're not a God who's running out of resources. That you are able and that you're going to bless them abundantly. And we bless the finances that have been given, that they will multiply and be more than enough for the Nesbitt family to be able to meet their needs and have some left over, Father, in Jesus' name. You do not want your children just getting by. Father, I think you want us to have an abundance so we can bless others. And Father, we bless the Nesbitt family. We thank you for their heart, their love for you, their love for your word. Father, their love for the call of God on each and every one of us. Thank you. Bless them. Refresh them. Put a refreshing in their bodies. Lord, as they go on to the MJA, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, you'll just touch them and encourage them. Lord, and bless them. While they're there, I thank you, Father, people just come up and say, I just felt like I was supposed to give you something, and slip money in their pocket. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for being with us today. Those of you who came in person, those of you who watched, we thank God for you. And if you're looking for a good place to worship the Lord and you're within driving distance, I'd recommend you come here. You know, we've got a pastor friend, and every Sunday morning he gets up and makes this statement, a church alive is worth the drive. I'm going to. So don't forget, a church alive is worth driving. If what you need from God is worth receiving, it's not driving how far you go is not the issue. It's getting to the place where you can receive what you need. Yes. Now, before you go out the door, don't get in a hurry. Stop at the table and look at they've got some very anointed materials back there that will bless your walk with the Lord. That will help you, that you can even share with other people and sow seed into their life of the Word of God. So take a moment. Look at it. Amen. And don't just look. Buy something. See, he can't say that, but I can. I was deputized by Rabbi Joe to tell you, buy something. Amen. Amen. You'll be glad you did. God bless you. Lord, we pray blessings on this assembly, this congregation as they go forth, and our viewing audience also. Father, we thank you that in the name of Yeshua, Father, that your angels surround them and deliver them from all harm and all danger, that you meet every single need in their life. I thank you, Father, that you're doing a great work in their families. Father, loved ones that are not walking with you, I thank you, Father, they're coming in the kingdom of God. Father, those that have wandered away, I thank you, God, they're coming back. They're being pulled back. The love of God's leading them to repentance, just as you said in your word. Lord, I thank you, Father, the Lord, as we go about the coming week, if Jesus delays his coming, I thank you, Father, that each one of us will be a light and witness and salt to somebody in need. In Yeshua's name, amen.